B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, that music can only mean one thing. There it is, around the NFL. Every Monday at this time, around the NFL, brought to us by Farron Electric, from recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting. Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at Farron, F-A-R-R-Y-N, electric.com. All right, this is the five things that caught my eye on Sunday in the NFL. Let's start with number five. Oh, yeah. It was the quarterback's Howie Roseman Covets Bowl. The Ravens and Texans, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. And the Ravens made a clear statement that right now they're the best team in the league. Ravens win it 33-16. Now, Jackson was good. He threw 204. He ran for 54 more. But it was the Ravens running game that got going in the second half. And a 4th-and-1 direct snap to Mark Ingram in the fourth quarter put this one away.
Direct snap to Mark Ingram, running off left tackle. He's got a huge hole.
Oh, wow.
20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Ravens. What a play call by Greg Roman. He went direct snap.
Yes. Burst up the middle by Ingram. Still got it. After the TD, Ingram karate kicked the cardboard cutout of the Texans mascot. Nice. Too bad it wasn't the Fanatic. Deshaun Watson, he threw for 275 yards in the TD, but had a pick, got sacked 4 times, and hit another 13 times in the game. Move over in that ice tub, Carson. Number four, the godfather of mobile quarterbacks was in his second game for the New England Patriots, Cam Newton. Could he pull off one against the great Russell Wilson? Not to be. Now, Cam's numbers were good. Threw for 397 and a TD, ran for 47 more, but the Seahawks sort of had control of this game all the way until the end. And then Cam rallied the Patriots. He takes them 80 yards on the game's last drive, and they get to the 1 yard line. What's the call?
Johnson, the fullback, wings on the left side. Newton's going to run the ball. He gets hit. He flipped up in the air. He doesn't get there. Clock ticks down. It's all zeros. What a play by the Seahawks defense. They throw their helmets. They are going nuts on the field.
Oh, they were ready for that Cam keeper. The Seahawks survived 35-30. By the way, DK Metcalf was a beast in this game. Could have had him. Did the Eagles take instead? Jay Jaw. Number three, Justin Herbert with the last-minute start for the Los Angeles Chargers. It was a warm-up injury to Tyrod Taylor. Now, this kid looks like he's 12 years old. He still has the adolescent pimples, but he can play a little bit. The Chargers gave the Big Bad Chiefs everything they can handle. Herbert throws for 311 yards. Now, the Chargers led 20-17 at the end, but Harrison Butker sent the game into overtime with a 30-yard field goal. And then Butker took over the rest of the drama. Now, you know how I hate to give any pub to a kicker, but the dude gets 3 chances to win it at the end, and here's finally the game winner.
He's had plenty of leg on the first 2 attempts. Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good! Harrison Butker, money, 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 penalty. Try to freeze him. He thaws the Chargers with a 23-20 walk-off 58-yard field goal, tying a Chiefs record.
Yeah, he made 3 straight. I give the kid credit, because then he was even backed up with a false start to kick that 58-yarder. Listen, man, he got carried on the shoulders of real men. Real men carried a kicker.
A little too much.
All right. Number two, Mo Alley Cox.
Who?
Yes, Mo Alley Cox. You know, in NFL history, when you see a burly power forward in college basketball and you say, damn, that guy make a great tight end. Well, Mo Alley Cox took it to heart. 3 years ago, he's playing basketball for VCU. They win the Atlantic 10 Conference Championship. Yeah, he played against St. Joe and LaSalle for 4 years. And they had an upset first-round win over Oregon State in that year's NCAA tournament. All of a sudden, he finds himself in the NFL. And yesterday, as a tight end, he caught 5 passes for 111 yards for the Colts in their 28-11 win over the woeful Minnesota Vikings. Let's give the kid a highlight.
Phillip with his 9th pass of the afternoon. It's Cox. It's caught inside the 20 and out of bounds. 33 yards this connection.
Well, they underplayed that. That's a basketball player making that catch, bro. By the way, Jonathan Taylor, the rookie, ground out 101 yards on 26 carries. All right, and the number one highlight for me this Sunday. It's ugly. You know, as much as I like Matty Ice, I got to say that the Atlanta Falcons might be the chokingest team in pro football. The Falcons are dominating the game in Dallas, where, by the way, they let 20,000 fans into that building, and I'm sure there's going to be a big COVID hit to come down in the next couple of days. Falcons are up 20 points in the first quarter, 15 in the fourth, and managed to lose the game. Here's how. The Cowboys score a touchdown on a Dak Prescott run. Prescott, by the way, became the first quarterback to pass for more than 400 yards and run for three touchdowns in a game. Now, that draws them within two, and then here comes the mayhem of an onside kick.
For the onside kick, Zuerlein dribbles it to the left, hadn't gone 10 yards. Big scramble for it as it has gone 10 yards. Cowboys think they got it.
I think they did.
I mean, that's not even possible anymore, is it?
Atlanta just let it roll and roll, and it went 10, and the Cowboys have the football. Horrible.
Now, why would the Falcons just let it roll instead of falling on the football? They're standing around watching it roll to the 10 yards so Dallas can recover it. Anyway, the Cowboys get the ball back. They get it downfield, and Greg Zuerlein does this.
No timeouts. Good snap. Good hold. 46 yards. Yes, sir. Kiss that pig. The final score, Dallas 40, Atlanta 39.
That's going to be the worst loss that any NFL team could ever suffer right there. And it happens to the Falcons. And that concludes Around the NFL, brought to us by Farron Electric. From recess lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting, Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at Farron, F-A-R-R-Y-N, electric.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.